Danny Wallace enlisted in the Army as an infantryman and served for a total of 20 years, holding a number of positions and ranks, from rifleman to company first sergeant. During a tour in Iraq, a car bomb attack left him totally blind. After multiple surgeries, he was still blind in one eye but had limited vision in the other. After a long period of isolation, he found out about the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. Soon after that, BVA invited him to participate in its Operation Peer Support initiative. This connects combat blinded veterans of earlier conflicts with those who have been blinded in Iraq or Afghanistan. Wallace now serves as a BVA peer mentor for newly blinded veterans. While his eyesight has begun to decline, he is once again a sergeant. Early in 2014, he was selected as the Sergeant-at-Arms for the Blinded Veterans Association. Founded in 1945 by a group of combat blinded veterans of World War II, BVA was and is the only veterans organization exclusively dedicated to serving America's blind and visually impaired veterans. For further information, visit bva.org.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone. Because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 Leader Dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dog's campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
We are jumping back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael, and I'm here with, well, 2 fabulous people. One next to me and 150 miles away, but we're live from Orlando, Florida. My wife, co-host Lynn Golder, and my friend, 50 miles away. His name is David Hillebrand. David, you there?
It's me. Hi. How's it going? Good evening, everyone. Thanks for sticking around. Past that little intermission.
And Chris Shaw, he's in the studio.
So he's man running the show. Studio.
That's right. He's in the Spectrum Powered Studios there in...
He's turning the turntables, flipping the switches, moving the faders.
Hey, David.
Come on.
You think it's possible that you can do a song? I'd appreciate it. People like to hear you do a song.
It would be my pleasure. In fact, I was thinking about doing a tune a couple days ago. I won't get political, but here in Florida, we did not poll for the candidate I would have liked to have seen for president. But you know who did? The state of Georgia. So I love Georgia. Georgia, the whole day through, call it sweet and clear. Georgia's on my mind. Well, now I'm Georgia, Georgia, song for you, call it sweet and clear. Like the moonlight in the pines. When the army shot for me, and the eyes roll tenderly, it's that time, a place to be. The cold comes back to you. Oh, out in Georgia. When out Georgia, no peace I find. Call it sweet and clear, there's Georgia on my mind.
Georgia.
What do you think, Chris?
Oh, I hear it back.
That's on
sure.
My mind. Good job, Dave.
There you go.
I'm gonna get like you one day, Dave. I'm gonna get like that one day.
I'm shooting to get like you. Are you kidding?
Wait, I want to hear both of you sing a chorus together.
Okay. You want?
Yeah, right now.
Okay.
She had the man tonight.
Of course. Of what? How about?
I don't know. You and Chris figure it out.
Hey, how about this, Chris? How about? Give me the beat, boys, to free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, to free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. then Chris sings. Chris ain't helping me out on this.
Yeah,
one.
You got me with that one.
Yeah, you right. I meant the Georgia song.
Georgia knows Georgia. Everyone knows Georgia, even me.
Okay, Chris, you ready to sing it?
Yeah, okay. I got you with the chorus. I got you with the chorus.
Okay. Okay.
Georgia, Georgia, that's home.
See, Lynn, what we need to do is we need to send him like the libretto.
Yeah.
Gotta give him the words.
Okay.
That's the only problem. He's got to have the words for that.
Yeah, because I mess up words all the time. I'm known for messing up songs and putting my own words to it.
No.
Not you, Chris Shaw. You know what I'm surprised about? The audience weren't calling up. I was waiting for somebody calling up about the vaccine, if they were going to take it or not take it.
We did get a few calls.
Only, who? We only got a couple calls. But I was waiting for more. If you going to call us and let us know, I'd appreciate it. 407-894-680. Are you going to take the vaccine or are you not going to take the vaccine? That's a yes or no. No whole story, no babies, no ifs.
When it first comes out.
That's what I'm talking about. When the first comes out, are you going to take the vaccine or you're not going to take the vaccine, the first shot?
See, the truth is that you don't get a choice. You're not going to be able to be the first unless you're extremely vulnerable or unless you are a frontline worker. Those guys are going to get it first. So
Michael will get it
first. I'll get it first.
He'll be behind the frontline workers because
my age and my diabetes.
Yeah. Yep.
There's still people older than you.
Is it raining
out? I hate to tell you.
What, Chris?
Are those raindrops that I hear in the background?
It was raining over here real hard, but it's not now.
I think we're expecting a cool front. That's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah. It's going to be down to 50 on Tuesday down here in Florida.
Ooh, I'm excited.
For listening to this show for the first time, you want to know what it's all about? Well, we say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. So if you listen to the show, hope you like it. If you're sighted, maybe you can call in. Let us know. I'd like to know, right now I'm asking a question for all our listeners, whether you're on the radio, listening on, however you're listening to the radio show, call in. Like to hear from you. 407-894-1680. Were you going to take the vaccine if it was offered to you first go around? That's all, yes or no. That's all. I'm just curious. I'm saying I'm going to do it. My wife, she don't know what she's doing, so I'm putting her down for no. David, I'm putting him down for no because he says if or maybe or if Bubba. I'm always in his way.
Okay, I'm going to do it. I'll do it.
My if is only for two things. If it's going to be Pfizer, because I think they're great, and the great scientist. Is he a doctor? I know he may be a PhD doctor.
Yeah. But I don't know if he's a medical doctor.
I don't know if he's a medical doctor. But we're talking about, what's his name again, Lynn?
Fauci.
I always forget his name. Fauci. So if Fauci says he's going to do it to his family, I'm in. Because I think Fauci's great. So I'm with Fauci.
Hey, I got two callers on the phone line real quick that we can get to before we go into our break. Let's start with our good friend Gary from Winter Park, Florida, and Carolyn from Brunswick, Georgia. Gary is the man.
Okay.
Hey, Gary.
Hey. Hey, Dave.
Hey, man.
I just want to let everybody know I want to get the shot because I want to come back to the radio station. So
this is we're not talking about shots of
liquor or vaccine shot for the virus. That's it. Gary, you're in saying yes. Okay.
I'm saying yes, and I want everybody to know that here from Florida, if anybody out there is listening from other states, the crew capsule went up tonight. Excellent. It's on its way to the space station.
Yay.
Thanks for calling, Gary. Appreciate it.
USA.
Gary comes on and he says yes. Who's in there from Brunswick, Georgia? Brunswick, Georgia. That was Winter Park, Florida. Brunswick, Georgia. Are you on the phone? Who is it?
Yes, hi, I'm Michael.
Oh, I recognize the voice. Recognize the voice.
Hi.
Hi there.
How's everybody?
It's Miss Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
How's it in Brunswick?
I appreciate the song about Georgia.
Oh, do you like that? Okay.
Yeah, sounded
Thank
good.
Thank you. I'm glad you liked it.
I might wait and take that vaccine because the reason that I'm blind is because of a shot. Believe it or not, the shot that I had when I was 3 years old.
I can see why you might be a little leery then, for sure.
Wait. Would you repeat what you just said? You went blind because of a vaccine, of some kind of vaccine you ever got once?
Well, it wasn't a vaccine, honestly. I don't know what it was because I was only 3 years old, and the doctor who administered the shot wasn't honest with my parents at the time. But I had a cold and sore throat, and that's what, my mother took me to this doctor, and he gave me a shot. And I had Stephen Johnson's syndrome, which that's something that causes blindness, but I almost died from it, really.
I'm sure glad you pulled through it. I never heard of that, but I could understand that there are, especially, now I'm 59, so in the 60s, there were a number of things like that were given to pregnant women if they had morning sickness or different things, and my mom was given, I think it was quinine, that was very popular, and they later find out that it had, birth defect problems and different things. So a shot actually going into you, and I'm not surprised that some of these things, have some side effects. It's scary. I'm just glad you pulled through.
I was 59 because I was born in 56, so it happened when I was 3, so it was probably around 1959.
Anyway, I thought you were 21 years old. I didn't know you were over 21.
I'm old. Getting up there.
You're doing all right.
You're doing all right.
Are you doing all right, Carolyn?
Oh, yes, I'm doing good. Now, I had a problem for a while, but everything's good now.
Well, that's
great.
You sound like a youngster, to be honest with you.
That sound like what?
Thank you for calling in. Thanks for listening.
You take care. I won't talk to you before Thanksgiving, so you have a good Thanksgiving. And I'm glad you like my Georgia.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to all of you if I don't get a chance to talk to you before then.
Thank you, Carolyn.
You call in again. You call in again. Anytime, Carolyn. Anytime.
That's okay. All right.
Brunswick, Georgia.
Good night.
Good night.
All right, Chris, we'll go to break.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
It's true.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
You. Sunday Scaries is thrilled to partner with the Blind and Beyond radio show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scaries' CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside Denver, so you can trust the quality.
Try Sunday Scaries today with a 100% money-back guarantee at SundayScaries.com and save 25% off your first purchase with code BB25.
A new offering from CVS Pharmacy is making it easier for patients with visual impairments to manage their prescriptions. Spoken Rx is a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app that allows patients to use their smartphone to scan a sticker on the bottom of their prescription bottle and hear important medication information read out loud in English or Spanish. Currently, the patient's name, medication strength, and dosage instructions are communicated, with more information coming in future enhancements. 1,500 CVS Pharmacy locations will be equipped to use these stickers by the end of the year, and they'll be available in all CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide by the end of 2021. To learn more about Spoken Rx or check availability near you, visit cvs.com/SpokenRx.
Calling all leaders in the blindness field. Join Vision Serve Alliance, a network of organizations and leaders working to expand opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight. VSA is more than just a membership organization. It's a powerful network of influencers, thinkers, and leaders. Members receive tools like workshops, webinars, and conferences to stay ahead of the curve and strengthen your ability to carry out your agency's core mission. Join as a nonprofit, for-profit, school for the blind, or individual advocate. Now until November 1st, join as an individual associate to receive a free registration to the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference. Looking to advertise your business line? Become a sponsor of the VSA ELC to share your products with decision makers in the field. Visit VSAELC.com for more details.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Yes, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host. That's right. My name is Michael. The show is being broadcast live from Orlando, Florida. Yes, we're on the radio. This is not a podcast. And if you're tuning in for the first time, you're turning the dial and you're saying, what is this all about? Well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. That's what we're all about. We've been on the radio now 5 years.
Half
years. Yeah.
Almost. And they said it wouldn't last.
Be 6 years. Yeah, and they said it wouldn't last. April will be 6 years.
Going strong.
So you folks, call in when you get a chance and let us know. I'm curious how many people are not going to take it,
the vaccine,
and how many people are
okay,
the first go around?
Okay, favor and wait.
407-894-690. Lynn, you are up.
We'll save those calls for after our next guest caller. Okay, well, we'd like to welcome back John Corneal, who also works with Foundation Fighting Blindness. But John would like to talk tonight, and he would like to explain to everybody out there in the listening audience about wills and estate planning.
He's a lawyer.
Please welcome
He's an Esquire. Did you know that?
Please welcome back John Corneal. Hello, John.
Hello, how are you?
Are you an Esquire?
Well, I think I'm a former Esquire. When I joined the foundation, I gave up my law license. So technically, I'm not a licensed attorney anymore, but I did that for over 30 years before I joined the foundation.
We're still saying Esquire.
That's not getting you off the hook, that's for sure.
Yeah, you're still a lawyer.
Tell us briefly about yourself, and then we'll get down to the nitty-gritty. How's that?
Sure, that's fine. So I'm the director of legacy giving at the Foundation Fighting Blindness. And next week we'll talk more about legacy giving in particular. Tonight is more of a very general, basic overview of some estate planning concepts. And I am a member of the blind, visually impaired community in that I have RP. I have virtually no functional vision remaining. I rely totally on screen reading software, voiceover, like so many of your listeners do. Before joining the foundation, I was an attorney in Illinois in the private practice of law for over 30 years, and in a community where did a wide variety of things. It was a community of about 40,000, DeKalb, Illinois, and I did a considerable amount of estate planning, estate administration, working with adult guardianships and many end-of-life issues that I'm going to briefly touch on this evening.
I have to interrupt you. Here's my question first. Why does anybody want to have what you're talking about? People feel, well, I don't need a will. I don't need a planning. Why should they do it in the first place? Explain why should they do it in the first place.
Well, that's a great intro to my intro, Michael. Thank you. So, I mean, tonight's discussion is really not geared just for us in the blind and visually impaired community. It's for everybody. Depending upon what study you read, either side of 50% of people in this country do not have a will, a trust, or any type of formal estate plan to say what will happen with their assets or their minor children upon their death. So that's a pretty alarming statistic, really, because no matter what you have, it is something that you deserve and have earned the right to control when you're gone. And that's why everyone should have, at a minimum, they should sit down with an attorney or financial advisor to discuss what is best for them. Is it a will? Is it a trust and a will? Can we get by with just beneficiary designated accounts? Regardless, you need to sit down and think about these things. And I also want to dispel the myth that I believe is out there that only rich people do estate planning. That is just not true. And as a matter of fact, I really try to avoid using the term estate, because when I talk to people through my work about that, they'll say, well, I don't have an estate. I don't have a lot of money. Well, everything that you have makes up your estate generally. So that's why it's really, really important to think about these things. None of us have a crystal ball to know when we're going to take our last breath, and particularly in this time of COVID, not to be morbid, but the amount of estate planning, will preparation, trusts, and thinking about these issues has increased unbelievably during this time of COVID. It really has. So hope that answered your question. It affects everybody.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
David, did you?
I was hoping you could tell me, John, what is the I really need to do something soon about getting a will. And I'm wondering if you could just give me a general idea what the difference between a will and a trust. And I understand that there's a couple different kinds of trust, but just I think it's like a, you know, irrevocable and but just a general idea.
Let me dive right into it. And I'll say this qualifier to everyone that so many of the things that I'm going to talk about are dependent upon the state that you live in when you sign documents like we're going to talk about and where you live when you pass away. So these are general concepts, but many of them are similar from state to state. So a will is if prepared and signed properly, which is important, depending upon the rules that your legislature has set forth in your state, is a legally binding document that, for the most part, has the purpose of saying what happens to your assets upon your death. Your assets being anything of value that you have, whether it's a checking account, a car, a house, investment accounts, and we'll talk more about that in a minute here, things in your house or your apartment, your furniture, everything that you have that has any monetary value, or even not any monetary value, makes up your estate and can be covered by your will. A will only has legal effect upon your death. So if you sign a will and put it away in your desk drawer or your safety deposit box, it doesn't have any meaning. Nobody gets anything. It doesn't have, doesn't what we call ripen into any legal effect until you die. So how do you, you know, a typical way that those wills become legal is they have to be signed. They almost always have to be in writing. All states have some sort of a witness requirement. And some states require it even to be notarized in addition to being witnessed. So if you've met all those things, and importantly, you are of what we call sound mind, you basically understand generally what you have.
Oh, darn.
And you have a general idea of where you want your property to go. The threshold of being mentally competent, if you will, to create a valid will is not a very high threshold in most states. So if you've done all those things, you have created a valid will that, yes, can be challenged, but rarely are challenges found to happen, and even more rare are they successful. So you can pretty much, for the most part, take it to the bank if you've created a valid will, hopefully with the assistance of a lawyer. It will hold up when you're gone. So let's talk about a trust for a second. There's countless different types of trusts, but the one I'm going to talk about is we usually call a revocable, meaning you can change it during your lifetime, living trust, meaning it has effect during your lifetime as opposed to a will that I mentioned that only has validity upon death. So a revocable living trust has a lot of the same aspects and components that a will has, in that it's a written document, it is signed, may or may not need to be witnessed, and it can have provisions in it that say what happens to your property upon death, very similar to a will. But the trust only covers property that is in your trust. So once you create the trust, you have to take another step to actually transfer your property into the name of the trust. So if you have a house that's in your name, you would then prepare a deed and sign it over from yourselves as individuals into the name of your trust so that your trust basically becomes the owner of it. It doesn't change anything at all in your day-to-day life. It makes no difference tax-wise, any of those things. It just is an ownership function. So any items in your trust or any items that get placed into your trust upon your death through a will, we always prepare a will to go along with one of these types of trusts, will be covered by the trust. And the terms, the wording in the trust controls what happens. The big difference, though, is that property in a trust is outside of the probate process in every state. And the probate process is really the legal court-supervised process by which assets are transferred from someone's estate upon death to whoever they're supposed to go through in a will.
So when it's not going through probate, it's not being tied up for long periods of time, which is a huge benefit to some people.
It's the major reason that people will do a trust, a living trust over a will, is to avoid probate. And because once it's in the trust, the trustee, who's the person named in the trust to handle everything, to administer the trust upon death, has the authority simply by virtue of the trust document itself to sell a house, transfer money out of a bank account, do all those things. If it's not in a trust, it may be required to go through probate process through the court system. So in a will, you would name an executor to handle everything. Similar to a trustee, it But that executor may not get its power until the court blesses the executor, essentially, enters a court order authorizing the executor to move forward. And there's lots of different rules on probate in different states. Many states have what they call small estate procedures, where if you die with less than a certain amount of money, in Illinois, for example, if it's less than $100,000, the probate process doesn't even go through court. It's a very simplified process. Wow. So going back to what I said, you have to just, you know, take these concepts and think about them, but know there's a lot more digging and discussion that needs to happen with your lawyer and your personal advisors.
I have to interrupt you. We have a listener would like to ask you a question.
Oh, okay.
Listener, where are you calling from?
Hey, Michael, it's Dan Day from Altamont Springs.
Oh, Dan Day, where are you calling from?
Altamont Springs.
Oh, Altamont Springs, Florida. Okay, Dan, you're on with John.
Hello, Dan.
Good evening, John.
I know Dan.
How you doing, John? Hey, good info as always. Quick question for you. You told me about something a long time ago that might be of special interest to this particular audience. So that's something called a special needs trust. Could you give us a couple of quick bits about what those are all about?
Well, I'll give you very briefly that it's a trust that can be created either within a will or a separate document that can leave money and assets to a person who is on disability, and if it's set up correctly, will not impact their disability benefits. That's a very, common thing.
Fair to say that it's probably key advantages, the tax advantages, or not tax advantages, that might be the case, but also that affects benefits you might be getting from the government for your disability.
Right. It's kind of a complex document. You really have to have a lawyer help you with that. But if, like I said, if it's worded properly, it can assist the person who's receiving the disability income with their basic daily needs. It will not allow them to get a big chunk of money to use for whatever they want to use it for, but it will be able to supplement their lifestyle and other things without disqualifying them from their disability benefits. That's a great question. And I want to keep plowing ahead here on some of these other things. The other thing I wanted to say real quickly about a trust, the feature that it has that a will doesn't have, in addition to transferring property on death, is that if you become disabled or mentally incompetent during your lifetime, the trustee can take over and manage your property without having to go to court to get a guardian appointed. And going to court always means lawyers, which always means money, and typically means delay. So a trust can have a lot of value, especially if you have owned property in different states. You avoid multiple probate processes. So then I want to jump into, I know the time runs so quickly here, I want to jump into assets that aren't covered by a will or a trust. And these are becoming more and more common as time goes on. And these would be beneficiary designated accounts or joint accounts. So let's say you have a joint checking account, which so many people do. And let's use a real life example here. Let's say, Michael, you and Lynn have a joint checking account. If your will, however, said that everything you owned goes to John Cornell, you might think, aha, I'm going to get that money away from Lynn because I give it all to John Cornell. No, because you have a joint account with Lynn, that money would go to her. In other words, it takes priority over what your will says. So let's talk about some other things that are common to people. A life insurance policy. You name a beneficiary. Whoever you name as beneficiary will receive the money from that life insurance policy, regardless of what your will says. Anything else that has a beneficiary designated account? How about a 401k plan through your employer? You always can name a beneficiary there. And again, that takes priority over what your will says. Other types of retirement accounts, you know, 403b account, traditional IRAs, Roth IRAs, investment accounts, brokerage accounts. If you have money in a Charles Schwab Edward Jones account. You can always name beneficiaries there. And again, those beneficiaries take priority over what is said in a will or a trust. There's even, depending upon the banking and financial institution, you can even set up beneficiaries, or they're sometimes called pay-on-death accounts, through your checking account or a certificate of deposit or a savings account that will be paid directly to whoever you name. So if your will says, Michael, you leave everything to Lynn, but you set up a checking account that's payable on death to your neighbor is going to get that account, not Lynn. So this is what planning is all about in its most simple terms, is that you have to sit down with somebody who does this for a living and really analyze, what do I have and how is it titled? What will happen based upon all the laws and all the rules upon death? Who's going to get these things? There's so many times that people will set up a trust, but then they won't take that next step and transfer property over into the trust. And they've almost somewhat defeated the purpose of establishing that trust. So that's really important to think about. And I also think it's worthy of saying, because we see so many commercials and ads about these online will websites. I'm not plugging any of them, but I only know two of them, like LegalZoom or FreeWill. There's a lot of debate in the charitable gift planning world about whether or not these sites should be used. And I will say from my standpoint, I'm kind of old school. I'm 61 years old, and it makes me nervous to have someone go online and do something. It could be, you know, one of the more important decisions they make in their life without the assistance of a lawyer. Having said that, I think they're pretty good at a minimum for at least walking you through the concepts, the things to think about, to get yourself more organized and prepared for when you talk to a lawyer. And at the end of the day, doing something online like that is better than doing nothing. So
let me add this to something that I know personally. A will is very important, even if you don't have that much. Let me explain something to you. I know from a fact, when you have something, whatever that something may be, and you have kids in your family, and you don't spell it out, here comes, after your death, the fighting of the kids. And that's with a will. Saves that problem, because after your death, you do not want your kids fighting over you or whatever. You this one thinks he should got this and this one should have got this. The answer is, you might have something very special and you want to go get to Johnny, or you might want it may be whatever it may be in your that you love, you want it to go to Harriet. Well, now the kids are fighting over it and Harriet doesn't get it. That's why you need a will. Did I say that correctly? John?
You did, and you also reminded me of something I neglected to say at the beginning. So if you die without a will, then each state in this country basically has prepared a will for you through their legislature, through statute, and they call it the laws of intestacy. If you die with a will, you're considered to die testate with a will. Without a will is intestate. And everybody listening to this can just Google rules of intestacy in Maryland or whatever state you are in. And it will tell you that if you die without a will, some states would say, for example, if you have a spouse and no children, everything would go to your spouse. If you die with a spouse and children, half would go to your spouse, half would go to your children. And you may not want that. So that's about control. And, you know, I will say, as we move toward the end here, and I'll say it more next time, that one thing that'll never happen if you don't have a will, unless you do it through a beneficiary account like we talked about, is there's no state that has any provision to leave a gift to charity or to your church or to anything that it was of special importance to you. So, yes, Michael, it's a great point to avoid stress and anxiety and conflict in your family. When you're gone, you spell it out. And you know, 99% of the times they're going to honor mom or dad's wishes and not fight over the will. So that's a great point.
Well, thank you so much, John, for coming in today and speak to this very important issue. If anybody has any questions, now's the time to call in right now, this minute. If you don't have any questions, fine. You can write to us, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and we'll get back to you and let you know your question.
It definitely helped me, John, just to get an idea of where to start, because, like I say, it's been something that's been on my mind for a while, and then with COVID kind of slowed things down a little bit, but at least now I know what kind of questions to ask and what or how to get started at first, anyway.
And David, it should not be expensive to create
it's
a will.
It's not that expensive. It's not expensive. Will.
I was just going to mention that don't be fazed by going to a lawyer, cha-ching, cha-ching. And yes, lawyers can be expensive, but many lawyers are very reasonable in what they charge to do a simple will and a trust. And when you think about how much money it can save, it makes total sense to be doing it. So,
and it's not just about money. So those folks are thinking we don't have much money. It's not just about money. Remember that those things that you
could have little collectibles.
You could have collectibles. You could have something that's very important to you. And you want to, as they said, you want to give it to Harriet. And meanwhile, your two kids are fighting over it. And that's terrible.
I got my guitar. I got to give to the right person.
Now, wait, David, you have all your collectibles, all your Victrolas and things.
Oh, my record collection.
Yes.
David.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. And, Michael, I can either give my phone number or if you get requests, you can shoot them to me. I can't give legal advice directly, but I definitely can talk in terms of general principles. And I have a lot of contacts to help guide people to lawyers in their area if they need that kind of guidance.
Anybody need help, you can write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and we'll bring John into it if need be. Otherwise, we'll get you find out who and where in your state.
I'm anxious to hear more coming up, too. Next week you're talking about getting in some of the like an investment or giving program, rather. I'd like to hear more about that. So
legacy planning for a foundation.
Yeah, and right. That's what our program does at the foundation, and really a legacy gift to us is really remembering the foundation as part of your will or trust or beneficiary designated account. And the rules would apply to any charity that someone has an interest in. So,
well, thank you, John, for coming on today.
So much for joining us.
Thank you.
Really
good to talk to you.
Thank you, guys. You're great. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Good night.
Good night. Okay.
Bye-bye.
We have time for one trivia? Real fast. Okay. Trivia time. One more time. Real fast. This one. Let's see if you can get this one. Trivia time. Trivia time. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
You don't know what you've got until you lose it. You gave me all your love.
Let's sing the song. 407-894-1680.
And now I'm sorry for the things I didn't say. Cause I know now I acted in a foolish way. Oh, yeah. You don't know what you've got until you lose it. You gave me all your love, but I misused it. I never knew how lonely loneliness could be. And now I need you, dear, as you once needed me.
That's a hard one.
Okay, who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. We only got a minute to do it. Call in right now. 407-894-1680. This was a big, big record. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
I know who it kind of sounds like. There are traits of one particular artist, but I know it's not him. So
okay. Well, don't say it. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
Well, to be honest, that was the first person that came to my mind. That was the first person because I know a voice indistinctly like that.
Yeah, there's a certain characteristic.
Don't say nothing else. Let's see if anybody gets that.
I say no.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to give it away in 1 minute. We're not waiting long.
Oh, give them a chance.
1 minute, 407-894-680.
Mike, you can't play the song and then expect them to know it just like that, do you? Mike said, okay, you got a second.
Let me put this with you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, it's over with.
You're not going to get it. It's not Tony Bennett.
No, I wasn't thinking Tony Bennett.
You were thinking Frank Sinatra?
I wasn't even thinking him. No.
407-894-680.
You know, I was thinking a little bit of Sammy Davis Jr., eh? Sure, boy.
Oh, yeah. The candy man can. No, you ever heard him do Shaft?
No.
It is too funny.
Really? I got to pull it up.
To me, it's funny because I love the original Shaft, but I like Sammy, but he's trying too hard on Shaft. It's just too goofy, you know? Trust me, you gotta check it out. Yeah, you'll find Sammy Davis Jr. doing Shaft. Oh, but no, that was something else right there.
No, that was from the previous break that we should have had.
Well, that's okay.
You got my comment, huh, Chris?
Yeah. It just popped up.
Got me really confused now.
Oh, well, the best laid plans of mice and men.
Okay, anybody get it? Anybody calling in?
Not yet, Mike. Maybe I need to play it back just a minute. Maybe I need to play it just a little bit longer.
8, 9, 4, 6, 8. Why do you want to play it again, a little bit?
But I abused it. And now I'm sorry for the things I didn't say. 'Cause I know now I acted in a foolish way. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You I expect to hear you in there, Chris. What you've got.
Until you lose it.
You gave me all your love.
Okay,
but
that's enough.
I misused it.
Chris, phone ringing?
Yes, sir. Hold on one moment. I got Terry.
Okay. No, it isn't. It can't be ringing.
I don't believe it.
I don't either.
All right. So I think I got a first-time caller calling in from Pittsburgh, and he goes by the name of Terry. Terry, are you there?
I'm here, man. I was calling about the vaccine.
Hi, Terry.
Hello.
So where are you calling? Where are you calling in from?
Pittsburgh.
I'm calling from Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. Oh my goodness gracious! What's your first name?
Yes, Terry.
My name is Terry. We have like a rainy weather, high winds, but the Steelers won tonight, and we're all happy here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Yes, in Pittsburgh. Awesome. How's it going, man?
Yeah, I know there are lots of questions out there about would you take the vaccine? The vaccine's out there, but Pittsburgh has it all figured out. I just thought I'd share this.
Oh yeah.
So you may be familiar with Permanti's in Pittsburgh. It's a very famous sandwich place. And the local Pittsburgh people decided, you know, everybody goes to Permanti's at least once a week. So what they've decided to do is they're going to make the Permanti sandwich, which also has like coleslaw, French fries, it's got that sauce on there. They're going to put the vaccine on the sandwich.
There
so
you
when
go.
You actually buy the sandwich, you get a dose of the vaccine without even knowing it.
I didn't know where he was going with that.
Ah, that's brilliant.
Terry, get off this phone.
Go.
Terry, don't say nothing else. That is hilarious.
Where are you going with that?
It's in the bun.
Right.
No extra charge. Same price as
hey,
always.
Terry, question. You're a first-time caller. Have you been listening to the show long?
Oh, Dave and I go way back. I lived in Orlando.
Oh, there's the answer.
So. Yes, I try to tune in every Sunday night, for sure.
So who do you think singing this song?
Well, it sounds like an Elvis tune, but I don't know. I that would be too easy, so I'm not going to go there. I don't know who else that might be.
No, I can tell you right now it's not Elvis.
Well,
that I can tell you.
That's what I was thinking too, Terry.
Everybody's going to think it's Elvis, but it's not. It's not. When I first heard it, let me put this way to you. In 1961, this it reached four on the of popular charts for in the United States.
1961.
It was a hit record. 1961. It was number four record that year.
Well, I got some before you. I got somebody else on the phone line who want to give it a shot.
That's when I was
born. Okay.
Hurry up, real fast.
All right, hey Terry, thank you so much, Terry.
Keep on calling in, Terry. Keep on calling in.
Cool, man. Thanks, buddy.
1961. All right, so let's try this young lady right here from Philly, Karen. Alexa, hold on.
Alexa, stop. My one.
Hi, got from Alexa.
Hey, you did good.
Listening to y'all. I was listening to y'all on the phone.
How's it going,
Alexa? All right. Is it it sounds just like Elvis to me, but I think it's Donner. Is it Ralph Donner?
Oh.
I heard his music before too.
Yes, it was.
Ralph Donner.
Ralph Donner. That's who it was. Ralph Donner.
Okay.
Hey,
that was hard. You.
Karen, congratulations.
You were slick, girl.
Thank
you. All right.
That was hard.
Karen, give your address to Chris. We're gonna
Karen, give me your address. And Karen, before I go up there, I have to explain something. You know, I called you.
Yes, you did.
Because I understood you didn't get your gift card, and I called you to discuss it, and you never called me. Oh, you got it. You finally got it. Okay.
I got it yesterday.
We're going off the air in 3 minutes. And
you
I
got it yesterday? Well, it was we said that weeks ago. Okay.
All right,
I got
Karen.
It yesterday.
Thanks, Karen. Have a good week, man. Mm-hmm. We'll see you.
All right.
Okay. Everybody.
Take care. Stay well.
I'd like to have you join us. Well, we would like to have you join us next week, same time, same place. And guest co-host Charles Brooks will be joining us. We're looking forward to that. And Malachi Fallon from Xavier Society for the Blind will be calling in. And guess what? John Corneal will be calling in again with more information about legacy giving with the Foundation Fighting Blindness. And we'd like your thoughts on Thanksgiving plans during the pandemic and much, much more.
I'm going to listen in.
Well,
you know,
that's nice.
You know what's funny? Yeah. You know what's funny? We had two back-to-back people from Pennsylvania. One from Pittsburgh, one from Philly.
Opposite
that was pretty funny.
Opposite
end of the state.
That's nice that Terry called in. Yeah.
And you know what? He listens all the time. They put a Bluetooth speaker out, and he and his family, they have like a Sunday cookout thing, and he listens to the show.
Very nice. We'll have him.
Is he sighted?
A little more time.
Yes, he is sighted.
Very
and
nice.
I'll have him call in sometime, and I can tell you. So
yeah, when we have
wild adventures.
Dave, we're going to say goodnight. It's 8:58. Chris, goodnight.
Are you sure we can't go for another hour or so?
No, sorry. No trivia, no nothing.
that's what she writes.
Hey, thanks for the opportunity.
That last one was tough. I first heard it, I thought it was Elvis, but it was not Elvis.
No, sure sounded like
it. Hey, this was a fun show. I enjoyed this.
It was. We always enjoy when you're with us.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Hey, anytime.
David. Stop by when you're in the neighborhood.
Most definitely.
We'll see you next week, Chris.
All right.
Hey, listen, folks. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week.
Bye,
God bless
everybody.
You all. Stay well.
So long.
Thank you, Dave. Regards
thank
to
you.
Brenda.
Oh, thank you. I will tell her.
Right.
Stay well. God bless you all.
Be back next month. That's a warning. Fair warning.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together. We're polishing up our act. If you